You know that many Barbadians owe a debt of gratitude to those who have operated village shops in our neighborhoods over the years. And if the second COVID-19 lockdown is showing us anything, it is that these establishments remain very much alive and needed in parts of Barbados, especially in rural areas. Take Marceline Griffith of Fort Hill in St. Peter, for example. She says she's been running her establishment for over 30 years now, and this latest lockdown that starts Wednesday has her and her customers in a lot of trouble.
I sell some of everything, especially feed for the farmers up here. My son has a pig farm, and he distributes feed also. There's a guy, he has layers, and he comes every day for 6 layers. And telling me no, if I could order 60 for he, you know, so that he won't have to run the boat to, you know, to supply himself. But I tell him we can't do that yet. But my customers, some even asking me how they can get this, how they can get 2 Panadols, how they can get biscuits and things, if they could come by me, because I live not far from the shop, just a few yards, you know. So I said, I don't know, I can't do that, and I have to wait on the authorities. I want them to let me open at least, if more than 3 or 4 days a week, or shorten hours, you know. I would well accept that. It is very important. Let's say even the guys that work in the plantation, they come, when they get paid on weekends, they bring the check and they change them and they buy groceries. What are they going to do now? There's a guy that even lives, he comes every day for bread, biscuits, and, you know, to supply him for the day. And I will give him until he gets that check too. So it's very important.
Ms. Griffith paints a picture of a Barbados where shops like hers are needed by those who are paid weekly.
There are a few guys, some don't have fridge, and it comes every day to buy things, biscuit, bread, milk, or what's not, so that could supply them, you see? And a couple of old people too. So therefore, they're very dependent on this shop. It's the only one in the district. I have the Fort Hill community above, Fort Hill housing area next door to me. So all of those people rely on me. Also, they can come and get their phone cards and so forth. Every little thing that comes here for, even a needle, you could imagine, and a hairpin. Every little thing that comes, and I try to supply them this. Even if the trucks don't bring what I want, I would go to another store and buy at least 3 of something that they can get, you know, when they come, because I don't like for them to come and they don't have it. I would feel bad. So I try to supply every little thing so that I could satisfy them with.
And what has prompted her to do this for a living for so long, for over 30 years?
I used to work at a storing place, so, Dimas. You know him. And I spent 20 years there. And before I retired, I had the shop about a couple of years. So my son was running it, but he'd gone off to Canada, and then they had to take over. See, and I got another son, the same one that works the pig farm, he just helped me along with his wife now and then. So they really rely on it. Even since it's a sell kerosene oil, but you know, I don't get it now as before. On many occasions, I say I would turn into sell service because it's really, really hectic, you know, by people coming and calling and things. So I got that in the plan. But right now, I have to depend on what I am doing right now.
Ms. Griffith adds,
well, I really enjoy it because that's what I came up doing. That's what I came up doing, because even when I'm home, I just want to get out here because I have my sister working and 2 other people. When I'm home, I want to get out here, you know, and sometimes I wake up in the night I credit a lot. People depend on credit because they credit and then they pay at weekend, you know. So that's how it's supposed to be. They even come as far as from, some come from St. Andrew. Last time when I opened, I had people coming from St. Andrew down here, Indian Ground, which is the district above, because I'm in Fort Hill. You know, so they really depend on it.
Marceline Griffith from Fort Hill in St. Peter. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.